This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's Creature Feature, a spotlight on one of the Wildlife Hospital Dunedin's extra special guests.
And we welcome back Suzanne Stevenson, General Manager at the Wildlife Hospital here in Otipoti, Dunedin. Nice to have you with us.
Moretta Jeff on this very brisk morning.
It is brisk, is it not? Now, Suzanne, you've had a very special New Zealand falcon, or kararea, in hospital recently, and it has had quite an epic journey, hasn't it?
It has. These beautiful falcons, of course, are nicknamed speedy skydivers and renowned for being able to dive bomb up to about 200 kilometres an hour. But this one arrived by falcon taxi.
Okay, is there such a thing?
There is now. And I thought this is a really interesting story for people. We're often talking about reporting sick or injured animals to the doc hotline. And this is a story about what happens when you do. So this particular lady found a male falcon seriously injured on a Canterbury highway and did exactly what she should, which is ring that hotline and got some advice. She saw that obviously he was injured. He definitely had a left eye injury. And they advised her what to do. And then what followed was a whole team of people that helped taxi that sick bird to us at the hospital.
And he'd been hit by a car, I take it, or something
yes,
like that?
Yes, very likely. Clipped, hit. But of course, what was most concerning for him is that eye injury.
So how is he recovering?
He's recovered really well. He is permanently blind in his left eye. The actual globe of his eye has collapsed, but that's not causing him any discomfort. And it doesn't need to be removed because everything's working as it should to give him full movement and keep that eye moist and clean. And he's very safely adapting to life with one functioning eye. But of course, that does mean a different life for him. He wouldn't be able to hunt in the wild. And he's a very handsome male. And again, the team has collaborated to find him a forever home and help him on the next phase of his life.
They're beautiful birds. So he's now safely at the Kararea Falcon Trust?
He is. He's settled into his aviary. He's very confident there. And the team are going to introduce him to a resident female, Kothai, and they're hoping that that will be a love match and that they will breed successfully. And the nice thing about that is obviously their chicks would be able to be released and go out into the wild, which really helps with what is yet another threatened species here in New Zealand.
Well, it's nice to have a story with a happy ending, Suzanne.
It is. A lovely epic journey for our mighty falcons. And, of course, that insight to what people do and the links they will do to help one of these animals. But, of course, his story doesn't end quite there because the team have decided that he needs a name as well.
Now, yes, and you can vote for it, right? I've had a look at the Kararea Falcon Trust Facebook page. The five name options at the moment include McGregor, after where he was found.
Yep.
Kanuka, Tan, Atarua or Rangi.
Absolutely. Nice. They're all great options. And you've got till 5 o'clock on Sunday to take part in that and help give him his forever name.
All right. Look for the Kararea Falcon Trust Facebook page and follow that along. It'll be interesting to see what they come up with there. No one's come up with any puns around his one eye, which is quite nice, isn't it? You wouldn't want to be branded with that forever.
Exactly.
All right. So lovely to hear the story about these beautiful birds, and they're absolutely gorgeous. And very important in the skies in Aotearoa, New Zealand, of course. But all of our bird life needs to be looked after. And just before we go, obviously New Zealand, Suzanne, is on high alert for the highly pathogenic avian influenza, or bird flu, isn't it?
It is. And we're always on high alert, obviously. But the fact that there have been some cases in Australia means that people have been a little concerned about that. We've got some advice on our Facebook page around that, but just wanted to remind people that what they should be doing is reporting sick or injured wildlife as per normal to the 0800 Doc Hot number. But if you do come across three or more of the same species, sick or injured, or sadly dead, please ring the MPI biosecurity hotline, which is 0800 80 99 66. And if you can, see if you can get a GPS location. If you know how to get that on your phone, that's very useful for the responders. Make sure you don't go near the animals, don't touch them. And keep children away, obviously, pets away, and wash your hands thoroughly if you accidentally touched one around that. And probably the signs to look out for are generally a weakness, or they're looking lethargic, they're having difficulty standing or walking, tremors. You'll see some who do like a head press into a corner, or they start circling. Definitely difficulty breathing, or gasping, swollen eyes, or a sudden death without any obvious reason why.
Mm. Okay, those are all potential signs of avian flu. It might not be what it is, but of course you can leave it to the experts to sort that out. Okay, that biosecurity number again, 0800 80 99 66. If you see three or more sick or dead wild bird species or marine mammals indeed too, that's a number to call. Otherwise, sick or injured wildlife, we get in touch with our doc hotline, of course, 0800 362 468. Well, fingers crossed that we don't get significantly infected, or rather our wildlife doesn't get significantly infected by avian flu. That would be a terrible thing. But great to have a wonderful news story about that beautiful Karaerea this morning. Suzanne, really appreciate your time and all the great work that the team at the Dunedin Wildlife Hospital are doing. Thanks for coming in, and we look forward to catching up again in a few weeks' time.
Thanks, Jeff.
The Wildlife Hospital Dunedin treats sick and injured native New Zealand species right here in the heart of Aotearoa's wildlife capital. Their expert veterinary team patches up more than 500 patients every year, returning the majority of them back to the wild where they belong. You can learn more about the hospital, including ways to support this charitable trust, at wildlifehospitaldunedin.org.nz, or follow their Facebook page for more fabulous creature content.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.